Another comment about the coverage. What do we know about all of this? Well, in the early 70s, there was very extensive coverage of East Timor, believe it or not. Take a look at the New York Times index. You'll notice that up through about 1975, coverage is quite high. It's a little odd for a small country like that. In the United States, you don't even mention Canada, you know, let alone East Timor. It's no joke, incidentally. But East Timor did have considerable coverage. There was a reporter in Indonesia, Times reporter, and others who were covering it regularly. The reason wasn't out of any, you know, great interest in East Timor. The reason was over the collapse of the Portuguese Empire. That was scary. The Portuguese Empire, Portugal had been a very, the fascist government in Portugal was collapsing. It had been a base for American power. Includes the military bases in the Azores and others. And its empire in Africa and in Asia, which was smaller but still there, were part of the whole system of global control. And it was collapsing, and there was concern that the colonies might actually move towards independence, what's called communism, meaning independence, kind of like Kissinger's remark about East Timor. So in that context, there was great concern. Now, we talk a lot, we're now talking about East Timor, but remember that what happened in East Timor happened in just about every Portuguese colony. In East Timor, there was a huge massacre, and exactly the same was true in Mozambique, and exactly the same was true in Angola, in Africa, and for exactly the same reasons. The idea was to try to use as much violence as was necessary to ensure that these countries would not move off on an independent path. And it worked. East Timor is small, you know, so it's maybe 200,000 people. Mozambique and Angola are bigger, and it's much worse than that. A UN commission about 2 years ago that surveyed southern Africa estimated that from 1980 to 1988 alone, come back to the reason for the choice of years, but in those years alone, South African atrocities backed by the United States and Britain primarily were responsible in the surrounding countries, primarily Mozambique and Angola, for about over $60 billion in damage and over 1.5 million people killed. Basil Davidson, who's maybe the leading Western historian of Africa, pointed out recently that the people responsible for the Contra subversion, these are Contra activities, just like Nicaragua, except on a much bigger scale, the people responsible for the Contra subversion in Angola and Mozambique will be cursed by history for terrible and enormous crimes which will weigh on southern Africa for centuries. That's the African side of what was happening in East Timor. The years 1980 to 1988 were selected because that was the period, first of all, it's the Reagan and Thatcher years, which were the worst, baddest the Carter administration was. That was the period of what was called constructive engagement. Constructive engagement meant not enforcing the World Court decision and the Security Council decision that said that South Africa had to leave Namibia, not enforcing that, but rather entering into a constructive relationship with them in which we talk to them and, you know, pat them on the back and give them arms and so on and so forth while they're carrying out these useful little exercises for us, which were not small in scale. Well, that's the context in which one should think about East Timor. It's the Asian side, small Asian side of a big global story. It's sort of misleading to look at things that happen in Africa and then in Latin America and so forth. You really have to look back where the decisions are made. If you look at the United States, which is the world dominant power, all of these, most very commonly, all of these things hang together. That's something we miss when we kind of focus on one thing or another. Part of the point of the compartmentalization of academic studies and media coverage and so on is to focus attention away from the place where it's all coming from. And that has to be very close, which in a way is good because it means we can do something about it. Well, that's in that context, there was a lot of coverage of East Timor.